जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद जय जय श्री चैतन्य जय नित्यानंद जय द्वैत चंद्र जय गौर भक्त वृंद So reading from the Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita Madhyalila, chapter 12, text number 39. After returning from his service in South India, Ramananda Roy requested the king to allow him to remain with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. When Ramananda Roy requested the king to allow him to stay with the Lord, the king immediately gave him permission with great satisfaction. As for the king himself, he began to solicit Ramananda Roy to make a meeting arrangements. The king told Ramananda Roy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is very, very merciful to you. Therefore, please solicit my meeting with him without fail. The king and Ramananda Roy returned together to Jagannath Kshetra, Puri, and Sri Ramananda Roy met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At that time, Ramananda Roy informed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu about the ecstatic love of the king. Indeed, as soon as there was some opportunity, he repeatedly informed the Lord about the king. The king had a very good friend there, Ramananda Roy. Sri Ramananda Roy was indeed a diplomatic minister for the king. His general behavior was very expert. Simply by describing the king's love for Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he gradually softened the Lord's mind. Purport. A diplomat in the material world knows how to deal with people, especially in political affairs. Some of the great devotees of the Lord, like Ramananda Roy, Raghunath Das Goswami, Sanatana Goswami, and Rupa Goswami, were government officers and had a background of very opulent householder life. Consequently, they knew how to deal with people. In many instances, we have seen the diplomacy of Rupa Goswami, Raghunath Das Goswami, and Ramananda Roy employed in the service of the Lord. When Raghunath Das... When Raghunath Das Goswami's father and uncle were to be arrested by government officials, Raghunath Das Goswami hid them and personally met the government officers and settled the affair diplomatically. This is but one instance. Similarly, Sanatana Goswami, after resigning his ministership, was thrown in jail, and he bribed the attendant of the jail so he could leave the clutches of the Nawab and live with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Now we see Ramananda Roy, a most confidential devotee of the Lord, diplomatically softened the heart of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, despite the fact that the Lord definitely decided not to meet the king. The diplomacy of Ramananda Roy and entreaties of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and all the other great devotees succeeded. The conclusion is that diplomacy used for the service of the Lord is a form of devotional service. Maharaj Pratapa Rudra, in great anxiety, could not endure not seeing the Lord. Therefore, Sri Ramananda Roy, by his diplomacy, arranged a meeting with the Lord for the king. Now, the reason the Lord is so reluctant to meet the king is because generally kings are extremely materialistic. Princes and kings, lots of opportunity for sense gratification. So for a renunciant, a sannyasi, to meet such a person is not good and looked down upon by the rest of society. And Prabhupada used to quote an instance of a sadhu who was visiting one kingdom, and the king went to hear this sadhu. And while this sadhu was speaking, he said, he spoke about four different types of people. One, the prince. He said the prince should neither live, or no, he said the prince should live forever, just continue living. And the prince is like a king, because the prince has so much facility for material enjoyment. The king also. The king actually has more, because, you know, he's got much more facility for his use. So then he said that the butcher should neither live nor die. The brahmachari, he should die immediately. And there was one more. What was the other one? Yeah, the saintly person, right? The saintly person, he could live or die. Doesn't matter. So after the discourse, the king asked the secretary, what does this mean? And the secretary said, well, the prince, because he's living such a nice life, and he's engaging in many sinful activities, when he dies, he's going to get so much reaction, so better he just live. Don't die. Just live on. The butcher, he's living such a horrible life, killing animals. It's a horrible life. When he dies, he's going to get so much reaction. So don't live, don't die. The saintly person, he's engaging in so much devotional service. He's so pure, Paramahansa. He can live on, or he can die. He can go back. He'll go back to the spiritual world. When he leaves this world, he'll go back to the spiritual world. So he could live or die. Doesn't matter. The brahmachari, die immediately. Because he's doing so much austerity for the pleasure of Krishna. And when he leaves this world, then he goes back to Krishna. So he gave that example. So generally kings are very materialistic. But this king, who was this king in his past life? Anybody know? Indradyumna. Yeah. So he's actually a rare king, a saintly king, Rajarsi. Actually, in the days of yore, many thousands and thousands of years, it wasn't uncommon for kings to be saints. Of course, and we have examples in the Srimad Bhagavatam, Maharaj Parikshit, Maharaj Yudhisthira, so many saintly kings, Rajarsis. Of course, now, there's no kings, but the presidents have taken the position of the king, and they're all completely degraded. There's practically no saintly leaders now, unfortunately. But fortunately, we can hear about saintly leaders, how leaders should be. So continuing. Sri Ramananda Roy faintly requested Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, please show your lotus feet to the king at least once. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu replied, my dear Ramananda, you should make this request after duly considering whether it is befitting for a sannyasi to meet a king. If a mendicant meets a king, this world and the next world are both destroyed for the mendicant. Indeed, what is there to say of the next world? In this world, people will joke if a sannyasi meets a king. Ramananda Roy replied, my lord, you are the supreme independent personality. You have nothing to fear from anyone because you are not dependent on anyone. When Ramananda Roy addressed Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu objected, saying, I am not the Supreme Personality of Godhead, but an ordinary human being. Therefore, I must fear public opinion in three ways, with my body, mind, and words. As soon as the general public finds a little fault in the behavior of a sannyasi, they advertise it like wildfire. A black spot of ink cannot be hidden on a white cloth. It is always very prominent. Ramananda Roy replied, "My dear Lord, you have delivered so many sinful people. This King Prataparudra, the King of Orissa, is actually a servitor of the Lord and your devotee." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu then said, "There may be much milk in a big pot, but if it is contaminated by a drop of liquor, it is untouchable. The king certainly possesses all good qualities, but simply by taking up the name king, he has infected everything. But if you are still very eager for the king to meet with me, please first bring his son to meet me." It is indicated in the revealed scriptures that the son represents the father. Therefore, the son's meeting with me would be just as good as the king's meeting with me. Purport. In Srimad Bhagavatam 10.78.36, it is said, "Atnavaya putra utpana iti veda nushasanam." The Vedas enjoin that one is born as his own son. The son is non-different from the father. And this is admitted in every revealed scripture. In Christian theology, it is believed that Christ, the Son of God, is also God, or in other words, that they are identical. Ramananda Roy then went to inform the king about his talks with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and following the Lord's orders, brought the king's son to see him. The prince, just entering upon his youth, was very beautiful. He was blackish in complexion and had large lotus eyes. The prince was dressed in yellow cloth, and there were jeweled ornaments decorating his body. Therefore, anyone who saw him would remember Lord Krishna. Seeing the boy, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu immediately remembered Krishna. Meeting the boy in ecstatic love, the Lord began to speak. "Here is a devotee. Here is a great devotee." Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu said, "Upon seeing him, everyone can remember the Supreme Personality of Godhead, Krishna, son of Maharaj Nanda." In his Anubhasya, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur states that a materialist mistakenly accepts the body and mind as the source of material enjoyment. In other words, a materialist accepts the bodily conception of life. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu did not regard the son of Maharaj Prataparudra with the idea that he was a materialist, being the son of a materialist. Nor did he consider himself the enjoyer. Mayavadi philosophers make a great mistake by assuming that the Satchit Ananda Vigraha, the transcendental form of the Lord, is like a material body. However, there is no material contamination in transcendence, nor is there any possibility of imagining a spirituality in matter. One cannot accept matter as spirit, as indicated by the technical words Bhauma Ijadi. Materialistic Mayavadis imagine the form of God in matter, although according to their imagination, God is unlimitedly formless. This is simply mental speculation. Even though Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, he placed himself in the position of a gopi. He also accepted the king's son directly as the son of Maharaj Nanda, Vrajendra Nandana Hari. This is perfect vision according to the direction of the Vedic culture, as confirmed in Srimad Bhagavatam, Pandita Samadarshana. Such acceptance of the absolute truth according to Vaishnava philosophy is explained in both the Mundaka Upanishad and the Katupanishad in the following words: Nayam Atma Pravachayena Labdo, Namelia Nabhuna Shutena, Yam Evaisa Vinute Tena Labhyas, Tasyaisa Atma Vrith Nunete Tanum Swam. The Supreme Lord is not obtained by expert explanations, by vast intelligence, nor even by much hearing. He is obtained only by one whom he himself chooses. To such a person he manifests his own form. The living entity is entangled in material existence due to his lack of such spiritual vision. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur has sung in his Kalyana Kalpataru, Samsara Aisya Prakti, Bhajiya Purusha Abhimane Mari. When the living entity comes to the material world, he thinks himself the enjoyer. Thus he becomes more and more entangled. Some time back I was reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, and many times I came across this statement, causeless mercy. Many times in this one day I was reading this in Prabhupada's books, causeless mercy. But we all know in Prabhupada's books there's this statement, sarva karana karanam, which means Krishna is the cause of all causes, right? So I couldn't figure out why this is there so much. Causeless mercy. So I looked it up in the Veda base. 2,700 times you'll find this phrase, causeless mercy. But Krishna is the cause of all causes. So why is this there? So I asked many senior devotees, sannyasis, and I wasn't real satisfied with the answer until I asked Dravida Prabhu, who was our BBT editor for the past 40 years or something. And immediately, he quoted this verse that I just quoted. Nayam atma pravachyena labno namedya nabahuna shutena. Now Krishna, he's independent. He's completely independent. He doesn't have to do anything. Yeah. So, therefore, Dravida said, he only gives his mercy to those persons whom he chooses. And that's his causeless mercy, because he doesn't have to do anything. Right? He doesn't have to do anything. So many things we have to do. But Krishna, he's completely independent, doesn't have to do anything. We can't force our way into the kingdom of God. Yeah. He's completely independent. So only those persons whom he chooses does he give his mercy to. So then one may ask, well, who does he give his mercy to? And he says, Tesam sarak yuktanam bhajitam pritipurvakam didami buddhi yogam tam yenamam piyantite. To those who are constantly devoted to me and worship me with love, I give them the understanding by which they can come to me. So this is who he gives his mercy to. And not only that person, but even those who are related to such a person. And therefore, there's this amazing pastime of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya and Lord Chaitanya. Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya invited Lord Chaitanya to have lunch at his home. He and his wife were cooking up a big feast for him. But he had one son-in-law who was a brahmana, but he had become degraded. So he was envious of Lord Chaitanya. Somehow, he was envious of Lord Chaitanya. And Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, he knew about this. So while his wife was serving prasadam to Lord Chaitanya, he was at the door with a stick, just in case this offensive rascal came by. So he saw that his wife needed some help, so he became a little inattentive in his watching the door, so he started helping his wife. But while he was helping his wife serve Lord Chaitanya, sure enough, a moga shows up at the door peeks in, sees Lord Chaitanya with this huge feast in front of him, and he says, what is this? What kind of a sannyasi is this? This is enough for 10 men. What kind of a renunciant are you? Sannyasi. As soon as Sarvamavacharya heard these words, he looked at him and like fire was coming out of his eyes. And Amoga thought, uh-oh. So he took off running. Of course, Sarvamavacharya, he's much older, so he couldn't catch him. But he was so upset. Sarvamavacharya was so upset, and his wife also, they were so upset that here they've invited the Lord, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, to their home to take prasad, and this rascal comes in and blasphemes the Lord. So he was so upset. And Lord Chaitanya, he took it lightly. Nah, it's okay, you know. He's right, you know. I shouldn't be eating so much, you know. So, but they were just so upset. So Lord Chaitanya said, no, it's okay, don't worry. He's your son, you know. Just don't take it so seriously. So Lord Chaitanya finished the prasad, and then he went to his place. And Sarvamavacharya, he had one, he was a brother-in-law, Gopinath Acharya. So he went to see Lord Chaitanya. So Lord Chaitanya asked him, so how was Sarvamavacharya doing? He said, well, he's fasting. I think this is the day after. He's fasting. Him and his wife, they're fasting because they're just so disturbed. So Lord Chaitanya said, why are they so disturbed? It's not a big deal. And then he asked about Amoga. And Gopinath Acharya said, he's dying. He's dying of cholera. So immediately Lord Chaitanya, who went to where Amoga was on his deathbed, Lord Chaitanya went there and he put his hand on his chest. Lord Chaitanya has a big hand. I was just reading recently that Lord Chaitanya's hand is so big that when he was serving out prasadam to the devotees, his hand got so much prasadam in it that it was for two devotees. Full plates of prasadam for two devotees. And now I'm hearing that there's another statement. There was enough for five devotees. That'd be a really big hand. Anyway, he had a big hand. He was very tall. Anybody know how tall Lord Chaitanya was? 7 feet tall. Very big. So when you got big hands, you also are very tall. So he had these big hands. So he put this hand on Amoga and said, Amoga, the heart of a brahmana is naturally very pure. Why have you allowed this chandala of envy to sit in your heart? However, because you have received the association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, all your sinful activities, all your envy, all the contamination is now vanquished. And within the heart of a pure soul, one can chant the holy name of Krishna. So now, Amoga, chant Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare. Immediately jumped up. Now remember, he's on his deathbed. He jumped up out of bed and he's chanting, Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Ram Ram. And he's dancing. He's dancing in ecstasy. Tears are flowing from his eyes. His hairs are standing and he's quivering. He's in complete ecstasy. Then he falls down, dandavas, to Lord Chaitanya. And he's begging, Lord Chaitanya, please forgive me for my offense. Please forgive me for my offense. So what is Lord Chaitanya doing? He's laughing. Lord Chaitanya, he's enjoying this exhibit of ecstasy due to his mercy. So then he gets up and he starts slapping his face as hard as he could. He's just slapping and slapping. And he's slapping so hard that his face becomes swollen. His face becomes swollen and it's red. And then Gopinath Acharya comes and he stops him. He grabs his arms. Yeah. And then Amoga says, this mouth has blasphemed the Supreme Personality of God at Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I'm so sinful. I'm such a rascal. So he received the mercy of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. But he was a rascal. He was envious. Not only was he envious of Lord Chaitanya, but he was a great disturbance to his father-in-law, to Sarvam Bhattacharya. So there was nothing good for him. But because he received the association, just by having the association of Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya, Lord Chaitanya gave his mercy. Yeah. So there's hope. Yeah. There's hope. If we can get the mercy, if we can please Srila Prabhupada, if we can please the Acharyas, Lord Krishna will be very pleased with us, and he'll give us his mercy. And that mercy is not only given to humans. There's an amazing pastime of Sivananda Sen. He was going down to Puri from Navadvip with all the devotees. And one dog, a street dog, just got in there with the devotees and started traveling with the devotees. And somehow, Sivananda Sen, he wanted to protect and take care of this dog. So he wanted to take the dog across the river. But the boatman wouldn't allow the dog in the boat. So Sivananda Sen, he paid extra money to get the dog in the boat to take it across so he can continue on with the devotees. And he had to stay there dealing with the with the customs and everything, and he told one devotee, feed the dog. When you get to your place where devotees are taking prasad, feed the dog. So when he got to where the devotees were, he didn't see the dog. So he asked the devotee, did you feed the dog? No, I didn't. So he became very upset. And he got 10 devotees to try to find the dog. Now this is just a street dog in India. Nobody pays attention to street dogs. You know, people just like, you know, throw rocks in or, you know, shoo them away. But he saw this in this dog something. First of course, he's a pure devotee, so he saw the soul. So he wanted to give mercy to this dog. They couldn't find the dog. So he fasted. He was so upset, he fasted. Sivananda Sen. So then when they got to Puri, everybody was astounded. The dog was there in the room of Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. I mean, generally we don't allow dogs in any of our rooms, right? They're moochy. But the dog was in the room of Lord Chaitanya. What was he doing? He was throwing coconut pulp to the dog. And the dog is catching. Yeah, what mercy, huh? And Lord Chaitanya told the dog, chant Hare Krishna. So the dog's chanting, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. And he's dancing. Sivananda Sen comes into the room and he sees that he's getting this mercy of Lord Chaitanya. What does he do? He pays dandavats to the dog. Yeah. So this is mercy. He got the mercy of Sivananda Sen. So then the next day they went looking for the dog. They couldn't find it. And it's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that he got his spiritual form and he went back to Godhead. The dog went back to Godhead. He went back home. So we can get the mercy of a devotee, then Krishna is so pleased. So we have to please the devotees. Yeah. And there's another amazing instance of this great Vaishnavi, 4 years old, Narayani. She was the daughter of, what was his name? Srivas Pandit, yes. So Lord Chaitanya told Narayani, cry and go into ecstasy. So she went into complete ecstasy. it's described in the Chaitanya Charitamrita that so many tears were coming out of her eyes that there was a puddle around her. She was crying so much in ecstasy. Why? Because she was the niece, right? I think she was the niece of Srivas Pandit. So, therefore, it's very, very highly recommended that we serve the Vaishnavas. That's who he gives the mercy to. Though he who says that he's my devotee, he's not my devotee. But he who says he's the devotee of my devotee, he's my devotee. So you have to serve the Vaishnavas. And that's who he gives his mercy to. That's who he chooses according to this verse. So we have a few more minutes. Actually, there's one other thing I wanted to mention in this regard with the king. That the king, he had so many devotees that were imploring Lord Chaitanya to give his mercy to them. There's another instance of a devotee named Junior Haridas, who was already an associate of Lord Chaitanya. But he went to the house of Madhavi to get some rice to cook for Lord Chaitanya. While Lord Chaitanya was eating sometime after this, he asked, who prepared this rice? And then the devotee said, and who got the rice? And then he said, Junior Haridas. So Lord Chaitanya said, I don't want to see him anymore. Because Lord Chaitanya, he's omniscient. And he knew there was some deviation that he was speaking intimately when he received this rice. In one purport, Prabhupada mentioned that he went to Madhavi, but Madhavi was there and there was another younger lady there. And apparently he had some small intimate discussion with her somehow. And Lord Chaitanya knew this. So he said, I don't want to see him anymore. So when Junior Haridas heard this, he was devastated. And he fasted for 3 days. And all the devotees were very close to Junior Haridas. So they were imploring also, Lord Chaitanya, please be merciful to him. I mean, he did some small offense, but please be merciful to him. So Lord Chaitanya was so strict. He didn't like hypocrisy. So he wouldn't excuse him. He wouldn't excuse him. So the devotees, so many devotees went. Even Paramananda Puri, who was considered to be a senior to Lord Chaitanya, according to etiquette, even he implored Lord Chaitanya to have mercy. And when he did that, Lord Chaitanya said, all right, I'm leaving. I'm leaving, Puri. If this is what you want, then I'm leaving. So then Paramananda Puri said, oh, no, never mind. It's okay. Just, Hare Krishna. So with all these devotees trying to get Lord Chaitanya to have mercy on him, he wouldn't do it. So for one year, Lord Chaitanya still didn't excuse him. So then he went to the confluence of the Ganges, the Jamuna, and the Saraswati, and he took his life. And then the devotees heard him chanting. They didn't see him, but they heard him chanting. And they had thought that he had become a ghost. But Swarupa Damodar, he said, no. He was a pure devotee of the Lord. He's in his spiritual body. And Lord Chaitanya would also hear him chanting. So somehow he got deliverance in any case. But this is Lord Chaitanya showing how strict a sannyasi has to be. Yeah. He didn't like hypocrisy at all. So, is there any question? Yes, Prabhu. I think the microphone is just now coming, or is it? Somebody have it? There it is. Oh no. Sri Madhava.
thank you for a nice class, Vijay Prabhu. The Srimad Bhagavatam is considered by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to be the authority on everything. And in the Srimad Bhagavatam, even though Maharaj Parikshit states in the first canto that saintly people, they consider royalty as refuse, and therefore it's very special that Sukadeva Goswami is talking with him. So you have this example, Sukadeva Goswami is answering all the king's questions, meeting with Maharaj Parikshit. You also have Narada Muni meeting with King Prichni Barishan. There are other examples, I'm sure, but those are the ones I'm thinking of. But then Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is refusing to meet with King Partabharuja. So it seems like there's almost like a contradiction in the behavior. Could you elaborate a little bit on that?
Very good question. This is Kali Yuga. So in Kali Yuga, the leaders are nothing like what they were in the past. Look around. We have 200 countries now on the planet, and they're all debauchees. They're all degraded. So if one were to see a saintly person with such degraded people, then it like Lord Chaitanya says, it puts a sore spot, you know, bad spot on their character. Whereas in the past, kings were saintly, and it was very common for saintly people to go straight to the kingdom and preach to the king, because they were very receptive. Now, if our Amala Bhakti Maharaj goes to Washington, D.C. and says, I'd like to have some discussion with the president, please, can you make some arrangement? They wouldn't give him the time of day, you know. They'd just turn around. You know, we don't want anything to do with you. They wouldn't be interested, because they're not interested in getting spiritual guidance. You know, they're interested in economic development. Mainly, if the leaders can help a country in economic development, he's a great success, right? That's how they see success, economic development. It's very sad. Therefore, we don't go to the kings and the sages. We go to the people. Right? We don't see devotees going to any prime ministers trying to get some opportunity to preach to them.
No.
We go to the people. Because even if we were, even if Amala Bhakti Maharaj was able to get in to speak to the president, it's just going to go in one ear and out the other. He's not going to... It's just... Nothing. He won't accept anything. Because they're so materialistic. Kali Yuga is such a degraded age. Yeah. Okay? Anything else? Yes, our bhakti here has a question.
What is a sannyasi?
A sannyasi?
Yes.
Okay, a sannyasi is someone who has taken the renounced order of life. He's taken a vow to never engage in any sexual activity for the rest of his life. It's a very powerful vow. Amala Bhakti Maharaj has something to say. Take it back to him.
Yeah, thank you, Vijay. Nice class. But that's only one aspect of it. Sannyas means giving up all material desires. That's the chief thing. You give up anything that is going to bring you some kind of sensual pleasure. Okay? And in place of that, you give all of your life, your love, your service, your energy to serving the Supreme Lord. So your renunciation is actually an annunciation of the Lord, and you renounce those things which will take you away from the Lord due to their sparkling or attractive or alluring aspects.
Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki.
Thank you. Amen.